This is Stop 5, the Large White Pine Tree.
When you stop now, there should be a large tree on your left. It's a white pine. Run your hands up and down the trunk. How does it compare to the oak you examined earlier? Both trees have thick, furrowed bark, but this pine is more deeply grooved, so it feels rougher. Also, it has no lichen or mosses. Unlike the oak, the pine will keep its needles all year. The slender, waxy needles attach to the twigs in bundles of five. The branches have a different growth pattern as well. On pines, a new set of branches grows out from the trunk each year. As the tree grows, the lower branches die and break off, so that only the top quarter of a typical mature white pine has branches and needles. The oaks and pines provide food and shelter to a wide variety of birds here at Broadmoor. Vocal as well as visible, birds can often be recognized by their songs. We're going to play the calls of some of our most common woodland birds so you can listen for them. Two migratory birds that are still here in September and into early October are the robin and the catbird. The robin's cheery call sounds like this. The catbird mimics other species, but can be recognized by the scratchy meow interspersed in its song. Why do some birds fly south while others winter in New England? It depends on what the birds eat. Insects disappear over the winter, so the insect-eating birds migrate to warmer climates in the fall. Fruit and seed eaters remain up north because they have a winter source of food. Some birds, winter robins, for example, become switch hitters, changing their food source from insects to berries. Now listen to some of our year-rounders. One of the easiest songs to recognize is the chickadee-dee-dee of the black-capped chickadee, our state bird. In winter, chickadees often travel in mixed flocks with other small birds, including tufted titmice and white-breasted nuthatches. The titmouse has a chiva, chiva, chiva call like this. The nuthatch's nasal yank, yank sounds like. Some of the larger birds you will hear include the bright red cardinal and the blue jay. They too have distinctive calls. Listen to the cardinal. And now, the blue jay. The mourning dove's haunting call is often mistaken for an owl. But the crow's caw is unmistakable. Listen for these songs as you walk on.
Stop 6 is the semicircle of benches at the beginning of the boardwalk. It is 103 feet from the white pine. Head down the trail now until you smell the sweet aroma of ripe fox grapes, or you have walked approximately 60 feet more.
Then stop and remain absolutely still for a few moments. You may be able to hear the flit-flit wing whir of sparrows and chickadees flying back and forth from the shrub thicket on your right to the bird feeders at the Nature Center.
When you are ready, continue on the gravel trail until it ends, then take a few steps onto the wooden decking that leads to the boardwalk and find the semicircle of benches 7 or 8 steps to your left. This is Stop 6. Find a place to sit. Then press 6.